Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way? I spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
At what price, freedom? What are you willing to give up right now for your freedom? Are you willing to give up this precious freedom itself in order to be free? Are you willing to have the freedom to be disciplined and the discipline to be free?
Intimacy is one of the most important things in our life. In my country, when two people meet, there is a new spirit that is born out of that relationship, which is called the spirit of intimacy, because healthy relationships are at the heart of human being life. When we meet someone, it's important to let our guard down, to surrender to what is being born, so that we can begin to experience that spirit of intimacy that is being born between us. When we meet and open our heart, we are able to then welcome someone into our heart while welcoming ourselves.
Electrifying vibe. I'm gonna trust the wind to carry Welcome to the Play Experience. This is an experience where nothing matters more than that fact that you take. The perfect time to purposely love and appreciate yourself. Let me say that again. I got kind of tongue-tied there. To purposefully love and appreciate yourself. Now that. And that you commit to continually exploring new ways to successfully put this power play into play on a daily basis, or even better, on a moment-to-moment basis. I was just saying the other day that I'm focused now on centering my life in and around the play world, because I know without any doubt that if I remain true to the love that I am, that everything else will fall right into place. In a perfect space, too. At the top of the show, you were listening to George Carillas, Pure Imagination. You can find all of his music on evzonemusic.com. That's E-V as in Victor, zonemusic.com. After that, you were listening to yours truly with At What Price Freedom. And then my buddy, Sabumfusa May, and she was bringing us Intimacy and Surrender. After that, we heard Jeff Cynthia with the Love Glow. And you can find her music at HUSSENT.com. And after that, who brought up the rear, was the infamous Sherry Marie with the Wind. Yes, indeed. Letting us move through our fears and letting the wind take us away on that magic carpet ride. My name is Ombasa Sophira, and I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. It's the designated love season right now. This month of December, I say. It is my favorite. It is my favorite, my favorite, my favorite. Are you ready for love today? Are you ready to be different today? Are you prepared to think new thoughts, to ask new questions? Are you ready to renew your mind? This is the season to conceive, for conception of anything, to go within the womb of the mind and activate the growth of all of your good. It's so funny to me that the correlation of the full moon, and this is always, it's always under, this at this time, always under Cancer in this month. And that's the mama conception energy. So it's Cancer's under the moon, and it's the full moon. So it's like a double moon whammy, so to say, you know. So we can use this divine energy at this time to seed and grow our good, to grow our good, I should say. You know, planting new thoughts that nourish our purpose in this womb space so that it can grow properly with all of that nourishment until it springs forward with beautiful new life in the spring. Yes, I say that it is all purposeful. The cycles and the season I'm talking about, it's like, if we move within them, our purpose always happens with ease and grace. So, yeah, as I was saying the other day, yep, put me in the play world or the real world any old time. Why don't you? You know, I just love this playground. But we can just be anything our little soul desires just by allowing ease, grace, and love to happen. Just let it. Just let it be. You know, the times when you feel like you're about to fall off, you know, just stop, breathe, stop and breathe, stop and breathe, breathe in the light of God, Creator, Source, Yahweh, whatever you want to call it, there it is. It is you, you know. Talk about what we made of, who we made, whose are we made of. We're made in that likeness. We are that. So therefore, we are, and we can create anything. Recreate anything, you know. You don't have to, don't believe me, just try it. You know, just breathe. And pretend, just pretend like you see light. You know what I mean? You might not, oh, I don't see no light. Just breathe. Just see if you see some light somewhere. Just imagine it. Use that as pure imagination. Joyce Grillis talked about in the beginning of the show, at the top of the show. Pure imagination will take you everywhere. That is your magic carpet ride. It will ride you on ease, grace, and love to anything you need to have, anything your soul desires. So, you know, that's my take. You know, people back up, yeah, you know. I didn't really mean, I don't know where that was coming from. Yes, I do. So we don't have nothing but love coming at you this month, as all our play members, our playmates, on the playground, they step up to the microphone without fear, with love, with commitment, you know. We had a lot of fun this year on the playground through all our play events, the Taste to Play. We had conversations here on the play experience. And we've also experienced trials that people, everyone, everywhere, always are going to get those opportunities, those challenges that help us to grow and test our love, our commitment to our truth, you know? So, upcoming, stay tuned, because we're stepping up our play game into power play, where we will create new blueprints for multiple streams of well-being through our events, our products, our broadcasts, our sessions, our individual sessions, our group sessions. Our focus with power play will be to awaken and inspire the life artists within each of us. So I really appreciate our playmates that are taking the time to come on the playground, to come on this Play Experience radio show during this month of December to share their expertise, that's right, their insights, and their game-changing experiences this year. So how would you sum up your year? These are the questions on the table. Did you purposely love and appreciate yourself a bit more than usual? Did you discover a new purpose? What was one thing you did this year that was special for yourself? How often this year did you stop to fill up your love tank? Did you fulfill any resolutions you may have made for this year? Did you take the time to rest and renew your spirit? What did you do this year to appreciate yourself more than before? Were you able to transform predictable moments into magical moments of joy? Are you now ready to honor who you really are and make that ultimate power play towards happiness, vigor, and balance? Those are the questions that we're going to ask them all month. Yep, we're going to keep asking them just in case you missed it the last time. So this is a special invitation for all our paid playmates. You know, do you have something to share? Because if so, you can play your part in this month's play experience, where we will use this broadcast to ignite power play into 2013 with all our thoughts, words, insights, and intentions. So all you have to do is just email me at info@iwillplay.org, and I will schedule you for one of these powerful shows in December. For our international playmates, if 7 p.m. Eastern is too late in your time zone, let me know, and we can pre-record your date. Not a problem. We have answers. We have solutions. So, and also, if you decide to join the Play Network, those of you who have not and you're listening in, we would look forward to interacting with you in the forums, in the chat, and all the events. So just go to iwillplay.org, and they'll give you all the information you need. This is so much of a unique opportunity that you can interact and make new friends around the globe. And who doesn't want new friends? Come on. Anyway, I have a wonderful person on this playground, and it just has happened to be her birthday. Yes, indeed. We're about to bring her on. Where is she? Tambra. Is Tambra around?
I'm here.
Happy birthday to Tambra. Happy birthday to Tambra.
Thank you.
Yay!
Thank you. All right.
Tambra's in the house.
That is awesome.
Oh, wow. Can you hear me okay, Tambra?
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. Wow. So how are you today, Tambra? Well, first, before you tell me how you are, let's find out who you are, and then I'm going to know how you are.
Okay. All right. I am Tambra Makia Harris. And I am a teacher, a performer, a dancer, a lover, a lifetime player. I am a great friend, a wonderful wife. I am a, I'm a lot of things. But, you know, it just kind of all rolls up to create the little Tambra that I am. I love to have fun. I love to sleep. I love to eat great food and healthy food. I am a vegetarian. Let's see, what else am I? Who else am I? I am a seeker of wisdom and truth. I love to be honest. I love to understand and be understood. I don't know. I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, you heard all the questions I had. I just couldn't help but ask all of those questions, because those questions to me, you know, if you're really wanting to delve into what it is, I know there's many more, but those for me stand out, you know, in terms of how you would sum up your year. How would you sum up your year and why?
Oh, boy. I would say that this year was probably one of the toughest years that I've ever had, and which helped me to be even more ecstatic that I am, like, really happy right now, you know, that I'm on the other side of it, you know, because I just couldn't see the other side of it. I hadn't been this down probably in about because I'm not down anymore, in about 11 years. And and so it was really, really challenging on all levels. I just felt challenged all the way around, and in very, very internal ways and in some very external ways. So I'm talking about in my thoughts, you know, working, playing, creating, you know, loving. I was challenged in so many ways. And so that's why I say that this has been probably one of the hardest years of my life in a long time. Not the hardest, but definitely one of the hardest. And I'm grateful that in December I now feel great. So coming out of it, I'm going to remember the good feelings of 2012. You know, when you do a performance, they tell you that people always remember the beginning and the end of your show. And sometimes they don't remember the middle at all, you know, but you have to have a great beginning and you have to have a great finish. So, you know, my beginning was a little rough, but I know that I'm going to end the year with a big, beautiful bang. So I'm excited about that.
Wow. And I was talking to someone before, and they were talking about, you know, the fruits of how, you know, and it just came to mind, the fruits, you know, the fruits when you're in the beginning, You know, it's all the things that you thought and, you know, what's sprung forward, what you see is the manifestation of what you were thinking, and then you nourish those thoughts with whatever the fears are or whatever the love. How much was the love stronger than fear, or was the fear stronger than love? Because you're always going to try to be balanced and juggling them. And so in the beginning, the thoughts that were being kept were the things that were actually manifested through springing forward in the growth in the spring, right? So the winter brought the spring, okay? And so the purpose brought the whether it was going to be a problem with that birth or whether it was not, you know? And then after that, it was born, okay? And then with the flourishing of whether, you know, because you know, when you think about, mold, and you what is that when you go and pass one of those I can't think of it the water that's stagnant, okay? The stagnation is still growth. It still has things there growing there, even if it's not growing what you necessarily want to see. So the summer season still lends itself to the growth of whatever it is that you're still putting in there. You know, and then so it comes out to the end, what you say the fruit falling from the tree here is what you're exuding right now. You know what I'm saying? Which is very, very powerful. And so the question is for the people who may be listening to you now, what is your insight in terms of, I know when you're going through it, you're really going through it. You know, and you don't really think that it's just going to be in the end, because right then you're in the groove, you know, the groove. You're like, replay, groove, replay, groove, you know. So what do you say, you know, to someone who is right now listening and is in that groove right now?
Mm-hmm.
They're in that summer season right now, or they may be even in the spring where they're just seeing it pop up, you know.
And pop up. Yeah, I would say to listen to yourself, you know, because ourselves always tell us what it is. Ourselves tell us when we're really happy, and ourselves tell us when we're really sad. Ourselves tell us when we're really angry. Ourselves tell us when we're fearful. And if we're not still enough, we cannot hear ourselves. We cannot see ourselves, and we cannot feel ourselves. So I would tell people and encourage people to find some stillness in their lives, you know, either still your mind through meditation, still your body through rest, you know, still yourself in some kind of way so that you can really hear and see yourself, really feel yourself and get to know yourself so that you can know which direction to move. You know, there are always... you always have choices, different paths to take. You know, on my journey this year, there were different paths that I could have taken. And if I didn't really listen to myself, I would not have known which path to take, you know, which magic door would have led me to feeling like this now.
Mm.
Had I taken the path, I would be in a different place. You know,
wow.
I might not be meditating.
Wow. Wow. That's very powerful. So two things on that. It's like, you know, when you think about love and fear cannot hold the same space. So the choice to decide I am going to, you know, this is really, really hard for me. This is very challenging at this moment. I admit that this is what this looks like right here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there must have been a point where what were the things that you did? You know, you mentioned meditation, you mentioned a few things. What were the things that you did that helped you to bring in the love to overpower and to feed and balance out or to nullify? I said, so I'm going to go ahead and say that. The because in order for you to move to that place to be able to see what you see, there had to be that removal and what Sherry was talking about, the wind, you know, carrying you and moving and washing away the fears and moving away that fears, you know, that wind. So what was your wind? What did you do?
I would say that I had to trust and I had to forgive, you know. And really the biggest thing was forgiving myself, you know. But trusting came first, you know. My dad, he always says, you know, he's an OG, you know, he's like, don't trust anybody, you know, don't trust anybody, don't trust anybody. And I remember telling him once that I don't really trust people, but I trust the Creator, you know, and I know that the Creator and the ancestors aren't going to put me anywhere that I'm not supposed to be. So I don't really have to trust the people necessarily, you know what I mean? Like, I just have to trust that I'm going to be put in the right place. And I've always been put in the right place with great people, you know. And the reason that I'm not so hell-bent on trusting people, per se, is not that people aren't to be trusted, but we're all learning how to be. And quite often we get upset with people during their process of learning how to be. They're learning how to be just like I'm learning how to be, you know. And they deserve the grace of forgiveness just like I deserve the grace of forgiveness. You know, they deserve the grace of some allowances just like I deserve the grace of some allowances, you know. And so when I realized that I was trusting in the Creator more than necessarily just human mind and human interaction, it allowed me to not be so hard on people, you know, and not be so hard on myself, allow people to unfold, you know. And then what I had to do this year was to turn all of that kind of love around on myself. Okay, so yeah, I've been letting other people unfold and letting other people be and being forgiving with other people and being allowing with other people and just trusting in the Creator with other people. Well, what am I doing with myself? You know, I had to ask myself, what are you doing with yourself? You know, I wasn't allowing myself to be. I wasn't allowing myself to have made some mistakes and just get up, pick myself up off the ground and keep going. I wasn't allowing myself to hurt and then brush the hurt off and keep going. I wasn't allowing myself that space, you know, and I wasn't trusting that I was okay. You know, I wasn't trusting that the Creator had me in the place where I was supposed to be, you know. That I was supposed to be. I was supposed to be there and feel all of these things so that I could create this for myself. You know, so trusting and learning to forgive were two very, very key things. And then at that point, I was able to pick up some tools, you know, for the past. You know, then came the tools.
Okay, well, hold those tools. We're going to take a break here. But, you know, the thing I want to add to what you said before we go to the break is that, you know, it's so powerful because I was going to ask you, well, what does that look like? Why did you have to forgive yourself if someone else you felt did something to you? And you really eloquently, exquisitely brought that forward. And it's really, really powerful about how we have to allow that forgiveness and how also that in terms of trusting, you know, if we trust the universe to handle details in our lives and we are totally surrendering ourselves as a child would to our Creator, if we're totally, totally like a child, we're not thinking anybody is going to hurt us. We're not attracting that. We're not even, nothing in our world looks like anything other than what we know is true. You know, that love, that Creator's love is still in our love, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. Lord have mercy.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community.
And we're back. We're back with Tambra Harris. Tambra has some tools that she wants to share.
So, yes, indeed. So I have this really cool sister friend in my life, and one thing that she told me to do was to just allow myself to feel whatever it was that I was feeling, you know, and not try to fight it off and not try to be anything other than what I was in that moment, you know, just really just being myself. And she encouraged me to face everything that I was feeling. And so that tool would be being honest, you know, just really being honest and being allowing. And at that point, you know, once I got through all those icky feelings, I felt really empowered, like, oh, I got over that. Okay, yeah, that's good. I can face that. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. You know, let me ask you to come close to the phone, and I want you to really expound on that, because in terms of you said that you heard on the street,
I heard.
on the spiritual street, that you should feel the feeling that you were feeling. Okay,
yes.
So what was your first thought to that? What? I don't want to feel that.
I know. I was, because not because the feelings were just bad necessarily, but because I'm always used to feeling so good and finding, like, the good side of everything and finding the positive. Mm-hmm. Like, I was anxious to get to the good. You know, I didn't want to admit that I was feeling as bad as I was feeling. You know, I wanted to just get to the good. I didn't want to dwell in any bad thoughts or anything like that, you know, but my anxiety and my lack of patience with myself was keeping me from experiencing something that was significant to my process, you know, and that thing that was significant to my process was being honest with myself and allowing myself to feel everything and not be afraid of it. You know, because I was more so afraid that whatever I was feeling would consume me. That's really what I was afraid of, you know, that the anger and the hurt and the frustration would consume me if I allowed myself to feel it, you know, so I didn't want to feel it.
Okay. So what actually happened after you felt it?
After I felt it, I realized that it wasn't the worst thing in the world, you know, that I wasn't the only one that had ever felt something like this, you know, because I started talking about it a little bit more. And, you know, some other people were like, yeah, that makes sense. Or, yeah, that's understandable. And then I felt like I felt proud of myself for facing, you know, the ugly. I felt proud of myself for facing something that just wasn't quite so pretty. You know, that just didn't sound good and didn't look good. You know, and once I saw the things for what they were, once I saw the frustration and saw exactly where I was hurting and saw exactly where I was angry, then I could talk about it with the people that I was angry with the people that I was frustrated with, you know.
Yeah.
I could have.
Did you feel differently? Yeah. Did it make you really, in truth, did it make you feel any different about them? Once you went through the feelings, whether it was hurt, whether it was pain, anger, whatever it was, did it make you, at first you were feeling whatever you were feeling, how could they do that, but did it actually change then, or did it change after you spoke with them?
Yeah, it probably changed more so after I spoke with them, you know, because initially, you know, it kind of started to boil over when I started to really feel it. Like, oh, man, and then I was coming up with all these experiences, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then you did this, then you did that, you know. So that's how I was feeling inside. But when I actually started to have the conversations, it felt like I was having an enema. You know what I mean? It felt like this total release of all this pressure.
Wow.
You know what
so
I
that
mean?
Was
like all this
awesome.
Emotional pressure was released.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. We have about 7 minutes left. So that's one of the tools. Now, what was there another tool you had in your toolbox? Okay.
Yeah. So one other thing was that I wanted to get myself checked out physically. Like I wasn't feeling physically well, you know. So I, you know, did what people do, and I went to the doctor, you know what I mean? But not only did I go to, like, a Western medical doctor, but I went to, I had an iridology appointment. You know, I started to talk to an herbalist. You know, I talked to many different people who had keys to my health, you know what I mean, to me getting to another point in my physical health. And all of those things redirected me, just kind of directed me back to my emotional health. So it was this big circle, you know what I mean? It was a circle. The physicality directed me back to my emotions. My emotions directed me back to my physical, my physical issues. So I went to the doctor and I got some things that I could do. Okay, you can take this. Okay, you can drink this. All right, you can stop doing this. You know what I mean? Like actual things that I can do. You can get more rest. You can drink more water. You can eat more live food because those things help you to cope with stress. Because when your body is stressed out, you know, and I was dealing with a lot of stress, when your body is stressed out, it starts to deplete your mineral supply. So eating raw food helps to replenish your mineral supply, which helps you feel better. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Duh,
now,
you know
what doctor was this, okay? No. I mean, I've never seen a doctor tell you, this must be a different kind of doctor.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I went to more than one place, you know what I mean?
Okay,
so I went to a Western medical doctor.
Gotcha.
I had an iridology appointment, and I spoke to someone that's into herbs and healing. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
gotcha. I'm with you.
Got it on all levels.
Got it.
And put the puzzle together, you know what I mean? Okay. But in terms of, you know, seeing an iridologist, I went to Sister Aaliyah Frazier, and I loved my session with her, you know. So from there, I got a wellness plan. Part of my wellness plan was eating a particular way. Part of my wellness plan involved some kinesthetic exercises, some physical things that I could do on a daily basis to help balance my, you know, the left and right sides of my brain. You know, she was like, okay, you got to meditate. You got to meditate. Like, every day, you got to do this. And I was like, oh, well, I just be wanting to go to sleep. Yeah, okay, well, that's fine, but you got to meditate. You know what I mean? You have to find that place where you can
calm
down.
It's very important, and you know, in the evening and in the mornings, you know, the last thing you think, okay, I'm, you know, I am God. Even if you focus on that, I am God. Okay. You know, whatever it is that you can focus on to bring you to that source, that you are a child of that energy.
Absolutely.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Can I piggyback on something you said? You said,
sure.
I am God, like I am. And what the other thing that I did, even before I started to go to see any practitioners, was I posted all these affirmations all over my house. So at every light switch, on all the cabinets, right by on every mirror in my house, I posted affirmations. And they were I am statements or things about what I have. I have this. I am embracing this, you know. I feel this. And I took one of my favorite songs and I wrote out all the song lyrics and I posted that on my cabinet, you know what I mean? Because I wanted to physically see these things because I needed to be reminded. I needed to reprogram myself. So that was the other thing. So I, you know, I was honest with myself, one. I got help, number two. And I reprogrammed myself, you know.
Absolutely.
And
powerful.
That reprogramming is crucial because, you know, the negative thoughts can take over real fast.
That's right. My mom used to put things on the wall everywhere. She had notes everywhere. I did two of my pieces on my CD from some of the notes that was on her wall. I tell you, Tambra, this has been totally powerful. You know, as usual, every time I talk to you, as always, we can do a whole nother hour. I'm going to end the show with Cynthia James, Let It Go, and you can find her at cynthiajames.net. I want you to leave with people with something really briefly, but I know we have like a little few minutes, but what do you want to leave people with?
I guess I could leave you all with some of the affirmations that I posted. If some of the ways that I reprogram. One of the things that I posted around my home was I find happiness and true peace here. You know, so I reminded myself that I could find these good feelings at my home. You know, I reminded myself this, this healing time is on time. Embrace the now moment. Self-restoration, self-preservation heal me. Those things heal me. I told myself I listen to and heed the wisdom of my inner voice. And, you know, seeing those things every day helped to change my mind. And really, happiness and positivity is just a state of mind. So I just want to encourage everybody to change your mind. Change your mind. Decide to be powerful. Decide to be happy. Decide to be courageous. Decide to be at peace. Because all of those other things, those other influences are always going to be there. So we have to decide how we are going to respond and how we are going to be. Make the decision, remind yourself often, and choose people who choose the people that will surround you that will surround you with all of those other reminders, even when you need it. You know.
Absolutely.
So the happiness and the peace and the power is there. You have to reach for it and choose it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm giving you a big happy birthday hug. Mwah!
Thank you.
We're going to take it out with Cynthia James. I love you, Tamara.
I love you, too.
Much love. Happy birthday.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. All right. You heard it from Tamara Harris. I tell you all of that. I hope y'all got it because I'm out. Mombasa out. I love you.
Thank you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.